An American YouTube star is in disgrace after posting a video of his friends joking next to the body of an apparent suicide victim in Japan. Logan Paul has now apologised after a fierce backlash online and from mental health organisations. Social media experts say he's part of a new wave of online stars who use outrage to create a brand and build a platform. Isabella Higgins reports.
22-year-old Logan Paul has a huge online influence, regularly posting videos to his 15 million followers on YouTube. But he's facing heavy criticism after posting a clip of him and his friends joking next to a man's dead body in Japan's Aokigahara Forest in the slopes of Mount Fuji. The area has been dubbed the Suicide Forest. He's since deleted the post and made an apology on his video channel.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment, and I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm simply here to apologize. So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned, and the reactions you saw on tape were raw, they were unfiltered. I should have never posted the video.
The clip has attracted thousands of comments online where it's been labeled disgusting, sickening, and inexcusable.
I want to apologize to anyone who's seen the video. I want to apologize to anyone who has been affected or touched by mental illness or depression or suicide, but most importantly, I want to apologize to the victim.
The Australian Suicide Prevention Foundation warns the video and the conversation around it is extremely damaging. The foundation's Dr. David Horgan says it only adds further stigma around mental health and depression.
Laughing at somebody's fatal distress, it is really quite horrible, of course. That, I think, really makes people feel even more alienated. It's bad enough to be depressed, but if you feel nobody understands and you can't really talk to people, if they are afraid they are going to be discriminated against, laughed at, of course, it makes it even more difficult to talk to people about these very sensitive issues.
Dr. Horgan works with patients every day in his Melbourne psychology practice who are receiving treatment for severe depression, some who are at risk of suicide. He's worried content like Logan Paul's video could show those who are struggling how to end their life.
If this information is presented in an inappropriate way, then young people are at risk of mimicking it, and sometimes with disastrous consequences, because you're educating people. So it is very important that general information about how to die is not transmitted to the public.
Social media experts are warning that online personalities like Logan Paul are using outrage to build a name for themselves and gain traction in the oversaturated media market. Mark Pesci is an honorary associate at the University of Sydney's Digital Cultures program. He says content makers are adopting the tactics of US President Donald Trump and trying to shock and offend, all in the hope of attracting views.
Logan's video is falling into a new category where you have people who are becoming popular on social media, have lots of followers, whether that's on YouTube or Instagram, and then they do something that's outrageous, and they do something that's very high profile, and they're doing it basically to brand themselves.
Mark Pesci warns it's a trend that will continue to play out in the media.
I think we've seen a lot of examples of this over the last year in the Australian media and also in the American media, and I think the more that it works, the more you're going to see other people trying to do their own versions of outrage.
Mark Pesci from the University of Sydney, Isabella Higgins, our reporter. And if you or anyone you know needs help, Lifeline is there, 13 11 14 is the number.